"You're being manipulated," a friend told Sandra when she couldn't explain why she'd gradually stopped making her own decisions. Her husband never demanded anything. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. Sandra's husband simply went quiet when she took on a new project at work or made plans with her sister. She'd learned to avoid the silence. That's how manipulation works. Sometimes it borrows spiritual language, emotional leverage, or relational fear to move us where someone else wants us to go. Maybe you felt rushed into a decision, made to feel guilty for asking questions. Before you know it, you've agreed to something that doesn't feel right, but you can't quite explain why. Discernment helps us notice when something feels wrong. Jesus modeled discernment and resisting manipulation for us. When people tried to force him into their expectations, he withdrew. When religious leaders tried to trap him with loaded questions, he refused to be rushed. Neither did Jesus ever pressure people into obedience. He invited them into truth. God does allow pressure in our lives, but there's a difference between circumstantial pressure that God uses to form us and pressure from people attempting to control us. God invites, leads, and convicts, but he never forces. He honors our free will even when he knows that our choices may lead to negative consequences. Human manipulation relies on fear and urgency. In contrast, the Bible tells us that God's wisdom is pure, peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. God's guidance leads towards freedom. Feeling manipulated? Tell God what you're sensing. The truth will set you free, Jesus said, and God's truth never forces. I'm Bonnie Sala. Ready to grow your faith? Discover practical tools and more at guidelines.org.